The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody, on 7 a.m. on 710 KNUS. Now we're getting barraged about this story about the Maven Hotel incident named after the Algiers Motel incident in Detroit. Good morning. It's Wednesday, and 710 KNUS Wednesday, Weather Center weather, 82 and thunderstorms. Thursday, afternoon thunderstorms and 85. Then the weekend comes and looks good. In studio, and we had lunch earlier in the week, is Priscilla Rod, and on the line with us, Christy Burton Brown. Christy, good morning, and thank you for doing this. Priscilla's here, but we'll begin with Christy. Good morning to you, and thanks one more time for doing a radio show.
Good morning, of course. Thanks for having us on.
There you are, and it's good. She's the best. Good morning, Priscilla. Thank you, darling, for being here. What, Billy, we got to mic her up. There we are. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, these women have become the face of the Republican Party, the state of Colorado, and on their shoulders now is the weight of the world. What is to be done? And what we made a running deal, and I really respect them because I've said this to both of you. When you two came in the studio and sat down, you were the first two Republicans. I mean, I've been here 8 years, and there's never been, other than Tancredo, there's never been anybody like, hey, Peter, let's do some radio. So I respect and love you both very much, and they now have the party. So what I'd like to do today, and I understand, Christy, we only have you for about 30 minutes. Get the phone lines open early, 303-696-1971, and have people tell you, or at least request, what is to be done, what needs to be done to win back the state of Colorado. As my understanding, Christy, that you have the you're working on a platform to present. First of all, I believe that's true, but number two, how close are you to presenting that to all of us?
Yeah, Peter. So it is actually a little different than a platform. We're calling it the Contract with Colorado because a platform is supposed to be like the ideals Republicans stand for. A contract is something we're actually promising to deliver on if the people of Colorado elect our party to majority in 2022. So that's what it's going to be, specific things that we would do if we could direct the future of the state of Colorado. And it's going to be released in early August.
And anything, Priscilla, you want to add on to that too?
Sure. We're really excited to make this transformation in Colorado. I mean, we have to deliver. It's an expectation that Coloradans have at this time. And it's a great opportunity for us to show Colorado that we mean business. And we're here and we're working really hard.
What needs to be done? 303-696-1971. Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla are here. What needs to be done? And I rededicated the radio show to doing whatever we can do to try and at least meet the insanity halfway. I got to tell you guys, I mean, and I know that you both know it more than aware of it. I think, how about this? Why don't we make a list of things that people want solutions to? And, you know, the number one, only because I see it all the time now, homelessness. Or the unsheltered, or whatever the hell kinds of terms people want to give, street crazy. And I was with Vincent yesterday from STEP, and he told me the story. The buses have pulled up downtown, started pulling up. They come every night and collect people in downtown. But he said they really cleaned out downtown for the baseball game. And he said to me this, they saw the aerial view of downtown. He said, wouldn't it be beautiful if that's what Denver looked like all the time? So, Christy, we'll begin with you on this one. The issue of the unsheltered, street drunk, street alcoholics and addicts, what can and could be done?
Well, I mean, I know that one thing is for sure. When John Hickenlooper was governor, he said he was going to create Denver's way home and end this issue. And it's only gotten worse since he was in office and since now Jared Polis is there. We, as Republicans, we do have to confront that issue. One of the big problems is that the worst homelessness is in Denver right now, which is completely controlled by the Democrat Party. We have to push for compassionate solutions. That means solutions that actually take care of sanitation, where people are not afraid to walk down their streets, where their kids are not stepping on needles. There has to be good sanitation. There also needs to be job training for people who are homeless and ways to get them back into the workforce. There needs to be support of organizations like the Denver Rescue Mission that takes people out of drug and alcohol addiction and gives them a real way and path and proven way to get out of it. So I think there's a lot of compassionate solutions we can back as Republicans. What's definitely not okay is what's going on. I think the Park Hill neighborhood, which everyone talks about, is a perfect example. A homeless camp being in a church parking lot without the permission of those neighbors, and a preschool is in that church. That should be highly concerning to anyone who has kids. This is where Democrat policies have led us in Colorado.
All right, Priscilla.
Sure. And to tag on to that, you know, for long-term solutions, you know, I'm a firm believer in education, strong education, and making sure people have the skills that they need in order to have a great job. But also, you know, we have to look at inflation and taxes and the affordability of living in Denver. It's so expensive to live in our state. And so it makes it very difficult for people to even own a home. And so we have to think about like a 360 view of this solution.
We've talked about it. You have to offer solutions. And sobriety, of course, when I look at a place like STEP, which is the cookie cutter for how this is solved, I like what you said. It's John Hickenlooper. John Hickenlooper in 2005 said, I will end homelessness in 10 years. So by all intents and purposes, 2015, there should have not been any more homelessness. And of course, it's just,
right.
It's escalated. Now, there are people living that you would think are Democrats, living in expensive neighborhoods, who are now, Vincent told me yesterday, people are taking big rocks. I didn't know about this. They're taking big rocks, and he thinks the city's doing it. And on the parkway, they're lining, they're putting, hey, Billy, you know about this? The city's moving in and putting giant big rocks down so people can't camp. They only did it for the All-Star game. But you go to Park Hill, people are putting up fencing. They're individuals. Now, as Republicans, you guys have to get to those people and who would traditionally be voting for Hancock or Hickenlooper or fill in the blank or Polis. And you have to say to them, have you had enough?
Absolutely. The relationship building, yeah, is definitely going to be a key for the next several months before the next election is just going into these neighborhoods and having conversations with the residents.
Yeah. The same thing, Christy.
I think one thing that's really important is there's likely to be some ballot initiatives in Denver this November that are focused on that city. And one of them, I think it still has yet to be approved, but they've collected signatures for it to deal with the issue of homelessness. It is practical solutions dealing with it. Basically, in some ways, forcing the city to deal with this with its residents, not only when Major League Baseball comes into town, but when our people are living there every day, taking their kids to school and just having a normal life. It shouldn't just be to put on a show for other people who come into Colorado. It should be a way of life here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, yesterday afternoon, Vincent said that they put these people, he said, like, they bring down Greyhound buses. You know, that could be Stefan did that wonderful film, Denver in Decay. I mean, it's like, that's a significant issue for the city. The other one is, and again, we have talked about this, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Rotter here, I love them both. They are in charge now of the Republican Party. Protecting your children at school. People like Tay Anderson and others, they got rid of resource officers. You're a school teacher.
Absolutely.
Talk to that.
You know, I've been in education for 27 years, not only as a teacher, but as a building principal. And I've built great relationships with our SROs, and they've built great relationships with our children and helped them and advise them, become like second parents, giving students advice. And, you know, to not have that relationship, for our students not to build a healthy relationship with our police officers is a detriment, because all they're hearing in our inner city schools is that police are bad, you know, and evil.
Defund the cops. Sure.
Defund the cops. Yeah, sure. It's a negative message. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that? All right, back to you. By the way, lines are open, 303-696-1971. What would you like to tell these women you'd like to hear? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Same thing to you, Christy.
Yeah, I mean, I think Priscilla is absolutely right on, and she's seen it firsthand. what we need to do is not only look at school resource officers through the lens of, oh my goodness, what about the children in school, the teenagers who are beginning to commit crime, what will happen to them? We need to look at the kids who, where crime is being perpetrated on them at school. Who are they supposed to go to when we remove these school, these safety resource officers from school? Sometimes it is on occasion teachers who are doing these things to children or other school staff. They have to have a safe place to go, and that cannot be removed all in the name of, you know, what they talk about sending teenagers to prison, which we all think there should be better solutions in prison to a lot of things. But that does not mean that you take someone who would be safe for a child to go report to, and they need that in these schools, and you remove that. I was actually hosting the Kaplis show yesterday. We were talking a lot about how Democrats in our state have preferred criminals to victims. And we're seeing that play out in the schools, on the streets, everywhere in Colorado. And you can look at the rising crime rate and know that it's absolutely a disaster.
Well, crime's the other part. I mean, there are all these different things that I've written down for myself to bring up to you guys. Part of this platform or contract, crime. Crime is a skyrocket, car theft and all the crimes against persons and all this kind of stuff. It's the model of San Francisco. We'll give it 2 years. It's here. What do you offer? And again, the solutions that have to be offered to the working man and woman, the families in Denver, because if you can pull Denver off, what percentage of Denver do you need to win to get a win? What do you got? Is it 35% or something? If you can pull that number, what do you think the number is? I've been told this.
We need to win 30% of Denver.
30, okay.
30% of Denver.
30% of Denver give you a win. Give you a win.
Yeah, statewide.
No, that's right. So, I think, you know, if there was these battle plans, and how do you get to people in Denver and say, look at crime, look at the homeless thing, look at the, you know, all the insanity that's happening here?
Well, you know, when you look at the data, data shows that almost 80% of parents are for school choice.
Absolutely.
And people, we have Republicans winning across America in predominantly Democrat areas because the Democrats have been pushing defunding the police. The average person, if you look at suburban moms and families and parents, they want safety for their, that's an expectation. That's something we promise to these parents as educators. When you bring your children to us, we're going to educate your children. We're going to protect them and keep them safe. And so we're going to deliver on our promises. And that's why I think we have a really great chance of reaching voters in Colorado on these issues.
It's all true. Back if we could again to Christy, it's all true, isn't it? If you offer people, you don't have to run against somebody. You offer solutions to things that are self-evident to the taxpayer, the voter, and says, well, look at the crime. Look at this. Look at that. Here's our solution. These people are going to continue it because that's their policies.
Oh,
yeah. Christy?
Yep. Well, there's really no way that Democrats in Colorado can back off their really pro-criminal stance, their legislation, everything they're ramming through Colorado that is increasing crime and lowering public safety. Public safety is on the decline here. Oh. They're not going to be able to run in 2022 backing off of what they have created in this state. But I think a perfect example of how people are ready for a change and they are going to vote based on public safety, not defunding the police. Look at New York City.
Oh, man.
A Democrat city. And, you know, of course, they always elect a Democrat mayor. But who do they pick? A police officer.
Yep.
Someone who's specifically saying that he will not govern the city based on slogans like defund the police.
I like that
guy. Because
he
knows keeping the city safe isn't based on that.
He's going to run against that one time. He's a talk show host, Curtis Wheeler, who was the guy started the Guardian Angels, and I've had him on the radio a couple times, and I like this guy that's running, this cop, retired cop, and he's a black man, and they think he'll probably be the second black mayor of the city. What is his principal part of his platform?
It's safety.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and it's funny because, like Christy said, all of the candidates are Democrats, but they've coined him as like a right wing Democrat, you know, too far right, because he wants to keep the citizens safe. And it's the most ludicrous concept to think that, you know, to keep your city safe, you have to insult somebody.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. But you know, people are so past mainstream press. We've been talking about it off and on this morning, off and on really for 2 hours. They're past it. I mean, now you got to find that way to circumnavigate the Denver Post and the people that control the editorial board there and the idiocy of Channel 9, I'm sorry, and the stupid things that are said. And you got to find a way to to get inside and say, look, here's the issues. Crime is a really significant issue. The homeless stuff. Here's one for you guys. Price of gasoline.
Oh.
Guys, all right? This time, Priscilla, you're first. Price of gasoline.
I have been tracking the price of gas by my house. I took a picture. The first picture I took was the day of the inauguration. Yeah. And then I just started taking pictures every time I went to the gas station. And it was ridiculous. It was almost $4.50 a gallon by my house in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
People couldn't believe it. And I'm like, this is more than just it's summertime and the gas price got. No, you have to look at inflation. You have to look at confidence from investors in oil and gas. There are all of these reasons that impact gas prices. And people are in denial about it.
And Jared Polis and the Democratic Party play out in the price of gasoline. They truly do. Motorcycles, which should be like, I filled up my motorcycle for $18.90. $19 to fill up a motorcycle. I mean, that's like, come on.
Oh, it's painful.
Yeah, no, but it's, Christy, how do you get that across to people? You know, I mean, we're going to get to development here in a moment, but how do you say to somebody?
I mean, I think,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right on, Peter. I think. And what Priscilla said, you know, so true. And I think the Democrats are really handing this one to us on a silver platter. I mean, you see Joe Biden's press secretary talk about how on July 4th, they're saving people 16 cents on hot dogs.
Yes.
Well, that same week, it's costing me $16 per tank of gasoline
yes.
in my car.
Yes.
And in Colorado, thanks to Jared Polis and the Dems and the legislature,
yes.
we're now going to pay 10 cents per plastic bag at
yes.
the grocery store.
Yes, no, of course.
So who cares about that 16 cents anymore? And then also with gas, you know, they want to argue that it's, you know, not inflation, not their policies, it's a supply and demand issue. But who is hurting the supply here in Colorado? Again, it's the Democrats,
yeah,
Joe Biden, while they allow Russia to have their pipeline.
Bingo.
But not here in
not
America. All fingers point back to them.
And so how do you, again, the state of Colorado, I don't think anybody's BSing anybody because of a, in, how do I say this? In an inoperative Republican Party and a very bright Democratic Party. I mean, you have to respect your enemy. They ran the table. And now your back's to the wall. Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Rodd are here. I love them both. They're running the Republican Party. Your back is to the wall. You can't come out with a crazy candidate. You can't come out with some lame-o like Walker Stapleton. I'm just being honest. You guys have to find, how many times we all been together and talked about finding the Ronald Reagan character and coming up with the performance platform or the contract and saying, this is our promise to you. And that's what you need to do. And who's in the wings? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Who's in the wings? Christy, go back to you. I mean, it has to be done.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are getting ready to step up and announce. I think Republicans are very anxious. We want to see our candidate come out. And I think we have no incumbents at the top of the statewide ballot, which you could look at as a bad thing or you could look at as an opportunity to reframe and brand our party. That's what we're doing. But because of that, also, you are going to see some primaries. You are going to see multiple people. There's already multiple people in several of these races. And, you know, you're going to continue to see more people step up, run for governor, challenge Polis, run for Senate, challenge Bennett. And from having talked to some of these people behind the scenes, I can tell you that a number of them are very inspiring candidates who can absolutely take Polis and Bennett on.
The life's blood of any party is money. The life's blood of the Republican Party of Colorado is pretty two wealthy characters. Get Tom Tancredo to talk about them. They much prefer John Hickenlooper over him. It's the truth. You know it, I know it, and they know it. How do you get past that? How do you go and you have to renew your party. You have to have working men and women, the traditional old school Democrat family. You got to bring them into the fold. Christy, how do you do it?
I think actually one of our counties that's doing it the best right now is Los Angeles County, way down in the south of Colorado. They, a year and a half ago, had their coroner flip from Democrat to Republican. And as of about a week ago, they had their assessor flip from Democrat to Republican. And she's running for re-election, running as a Republican this time around. And they're just out in their community talking one-on-one and telling them how the old Democrat Party is the one they grew up with, that their grandparents were part of, is not the Democrat Party of today.
No, it's not.
And their one-on-one message is resonating, and it's flipping people.
You know, yeah. There's nothing more powerful than a grassroots movement. We have Republicans all over Colorado that are fired up and ready to back and adopt, what we call adopt a candidate. And they're going to meetings and they're talking to one another and they're helping these candidates and they're doing home meetings and fundraisers. So the base is activated. I think we're going to see a surprising number of, when you talk about financial support for candidates, we're going to see a lot of that coming up.
You know, we know that there have been successful candidates who worked on $5 and $10 contributions. It is true. When Tancredo almost put the Republican Party out of business, he did it with $20 contributions. He didn't get big fat cat money. Nevertheless, when he was against the Hickenlooper people, had fat cat contributions. Watching the city of Denver, the fat cat money, the developer money, the bankers, the law firms, the media hotshots, they're going to try and do what they're trying to do. One of the things I'd like you guys to talk about, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Rod, the developers. I have a friend who said, when you want to go skiing on Saturday morning, you can walk on the tops of the cars all the way to Breckenridge. What needs to be done? This time, Christy, we go with you.
I mean, I think so many of these issues, Peter, aren't going to be solved until we get Democrats out of office. And, I mean, I know that sounds simple, but it's a fact. When we see Ritter, Hickenlooper, Polis, and these issues get worse. Governor Owens delivered on transportation. He said he would complete the T-Rex project, and he did. Jared Polis, instead, his CDOT has been absolutely terrible with managing projects, overspending, not getting the work done as they promised. There's just been horrible mismanagement of projects that you did not see under Republicans. So if we want, you know, that issue to be fixed, people driving up to go ski, so many transportation projects around the state, we need better management. Yeah. And that means changing the party at the top.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's funny. We're still debating on what infrastructure is. I mean,
trains.
You know, don't get me started on
trains.
You know, what is infrastructure? But, you know, I'm also on the Douglas County Planning Commission, and I'm learning so much about, you know, all of these decisions about planning your city. And I think that's going to be a county by county conversation. But when we're looking at statewide, Christy's absolutely right. When you change the lawmakers, you change the laws. And we need to have sensible people making decisions about the infrastructure in Colorado.
Can you win, you guys? I mean, do you feel it, Christy? Can you win? I mean, you know, you have so many naysayers inside your own party, by the way, who say you can't win. Can you win?
Oh, absolutely. We can absolutely win. And what we have to do in order to win, sometimes you have to have a long-term vision if you really want to win back a state. Mm-hmm. And that means in 2022, we need to closely evaluate exactly which races are the targeted races. A lot of that's going to depend on these redistricting maps. We need
I was going to bring, that's on my list to bring up.
We can win.
Yeah, that's my on my list to bring up. Yeah, the redistricting.
Well, that's good. Yep. All no, right. We're on the same page there. And I think, you know, people should get out there and testify about the maps in their cities. It's open for public comment now. And if anyone wants to talk about their testimony, reach out to us. Reach out to us at the state party. We have good information for people that they need to know. Mm-hmm. And our people have to show up. The Democrats are having their people show up. Oh. Maps matter for the next 10 years in Colorado. It's one of the keys to winning here.
Priscilla, can you win?
We have to define what winning is, what the expectation is. Mm-hmm. And so if we're reasonable and we're pragmatic and we, you know, are we going to, quote unquote, flip Colorado in one election?
No.
Probably not likely.
No. I agree.
But it can, like Christy said, can we target certain races and
yes.
win certain races? Absolutely.
There's a new seat being developed. What's going to happen there? The one guy that I do believe is takeable is Michael Bennett. I believe Bennett's beatable. Paulus, that's going to be tough. But there's other seats, minor things, the House, the Senate. If you look at all the craziness that's happened in this state, the Dems have run the internals in Colorado. They have.
For me, I want a senator who's going to represent Colorado, not represent D.C., someone who's actually from Colorado
That's why Cory Gardner's now his new job. Please. I mean, come on. There has to be some what they call truth in lending, and there has to be some honesty. And that's one of the things I think that both these women are very good. You're as they said, you're up against it. We're coming up on time. I know you guys are going to get out. Christy, we have to go. Leave us with something. On this trip with us, Christy, what would you like people to know?
You know, I'd really like people to know that now is the time to go find the local candidate you are going to back this November, whether that is a school board candidate, a city council candidate. Like, go find them, go pick them, and start working for them now so we pick up these local seats. And if you want to run, you still have time until the end of August to file for these seats, get your petitions in, and run. Change your school board. Change your city.
Every single person
can do it.
When enough people are mad, you know, and we've talked about, you know, my slogan for the party, have you had enough, .. You know, like, look at this stuff. Look at Tay Anderson. Look at what these people have done. Have you had enough?
Absolutely. I encourage people to read legislation, to watch Jen Psaki talk about what's happening and the decisions that are happening. You know, talk to people in your neighborhood, because if you're uninformed, you're not going to be enraged. To get enraged, you have to know what's going on. And that's why we're seeing more and more people in the base getting riled up, because they're paying attention to what's happening now.
The people that Tom Wolf dubbed the limousine liberals over in Park Hill right now, that's laughable. I mean, it's like just desserts. Now, these are the people who cheered on homelessness. Brother Jeff and I are close, and Brother Jeff said, oh, it's perfectly fine to put a homeless camp in Brother Jeff's neighborhood, but for God's sake, don't take it out there for the $3 million McMansions. And now, you know, actually, the people who are the most big, when running for the city council, one of the largest advocates for the homelessness, now signs the lawsuit to stop it. And that's going to turn out to be, that's the ground that you guys, Christy, that you and Priscilla can work. And that's, you go to these people. And if you can, I think this, and I know you got to take, if you can get, 30% of Denver voters, 35% of Denver voters coming your way, you got to win. That's a wonderful war aim. 30 to 35% of the Denver voters coming under the Republican Party. And you got to win. You got to win.
You can do it. I agree.
Yeah. I love you both. They're just great. I mean, I had lunch with Priscilla. I love her. Christy, she's been in studio with us a couple times. They have an uphill fight, but they are the hope. And I don't want to say the last hope, but we're coming up on time. I know that. And if they can't succeed this time, my friends in South Dakota are going to double their land prices. They're going to go, we're going to make some money on you guys. I love you both. Christy, you're the best. Thank you for this morning. Be safe. Darling, I love you. You're the best, too. Thank you, you guys. We got open lines coming up. 710 KNUS. We'll turn around, do a quick turnaround. 82 the high today. Stay here. Everybody, it is 7:31:29 before the hour. 710 KNUS. Email day, man. Afternoon storms, 82, 85. Much the same tomorrow and Friday. Things turn back around. Before we'll go to the phones, but first, Danny Kaplis' law firm. These guys are the best of the best. He's my friend. Thousands of innocent people are killed, injured every year, truck, motorcycle accidents, car accidents. Danny's law firm, long successful track record. He won the largest jury verdict in truck accident case history in 10 years. Last 10 years, that $25 million jury verdict against the out-of-state trucking company. He's my guy. Numerous multi-million dollar out-of-court settlements. If it's you, a family member, somebody you know, it's a phone call. 303-907-5003, 303-907-5003. DanKaplisLaw.com, DanKaplisLaw.com, DanKaplisLaw.com. He was there for my daughter. He's good for people, all walks of life. He is a good, good man. He's a great lawyer. 303-907-5003. It's C-A-P-L-I-S, KaplisLaw.com. All right, Craig, you're on the radio show, man. Thanks.
Hey, Pete, I guess somebody hasn't been paying attention. You guys are touting this black former police officer for New York running for mayor. Ran on a platform of talking about not defunding the police. Then immediately after winning the runoff election, goes to the White House, kisses Joe Biden's ring, makes a speech outside the White House talking about how we need to reimagine the police and rethink the whole thing.
I'm not sure. I agree. I saw it.
So, typical politician says one thing to get elected. Once he gets, well, I guess he's not formally elected yet, but he runs on a platform and then just, you know, it's the same old Democratic Party. He's no different than any of the rest of them.
You know, I'm not so sure. He's a retired police captain. He's got a pretty good career. He's a tough cop. And it will be infinitely better than who's sitting in the job now de Blasio. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
That remains to be
seen. And I agree, but you can't predict and neither can I.
Well, again, it just seems like he kind of did a complete reversal of kind of what
let's see what happens. He's running up against a guy that I've done radio with, the guy who started the Guardian Angels, who, by the way, was shot by the Gaudis. You probably know that story. He's an interesting guy, but he may be like the kamikaze pilot. You know, he's dead on takeoff. We'll see. Curtis Sewell, and he started the Guardian Angels. He was a talk show host in New York, and he jumped into politics. Always a mistake for a talk show host, but regardless. So
as far as addressing the homeless problem in Denver, starting education programs.
That doesn't work. They know that. I said
work jobs training program.
No, doesn't work. They don't want to work.
I think that's just what I heard on your show about a half hour ago.
Yeah, no, she said it, and we talked off air. I said, I think that's a wrong approach. I said sobriety. I said that on the air.
Well, good for you, Pete, because I didn't hear it on the air.
No,
so.
I did. No, the insanity, and I had lunch yesterday with Vincent from Step. We had lunch. He told me he's called them Greyhound buses are coming down there and getting people out of there. It was interesting. Last night I watched the All-Star game. Isn't it sad that Denver doesn't really look like that? And they'll be back. They'll be back. They're moving back in as we speak.
Well, all you have to do is look at what Mike Kaufman did. He took it upon himself to enter the homeless, society for a couple weeks to see what those people are really all about. He can tell you what'll work and what won't.
For all the years I was with Bob, I knew exactly what they're about. They have no intention of working. This problem is, look, let's go back to John Hickenlooper's Road Home. In 2005, he said, I'll end it in 10 years. That should have all ended in 2015 with government underwrites. All it's done is gotten worse, matter of fact, far worse. And if you've driven around or gone out and seen, there are some people underneath the bridge by the radio station. They're now there every day. If you go down Parker Road, no matter where you go, Chambers Road, and this is spreading out of Denver now, and every one of these people is an identical person. They're alcoholic addicts, they're heroin addicts, they're meth addicts, but it still gets back to addiction. Remember, alcohol is a drug, and they have no intent. There's zero intent. And as long as people come out and take care of them and offer them all these kinds of things and make them into victims, what's the sense?
Well, it surprises me that Denver voters approved the
actually, they didn't. Remember, there was the court. Remember, the Denver voters said you can't do urban camping. You can't do that.
But they approved the tax increase to fund this $10 million project to buy old hotels.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, some of that's federal. Some of it's to get. And you watch what happens. They'll destroy and those places are already run down. They will destroy them as they did in Philadelphia, other cities. No, this is the road to hell. And it's back to every one of these cities that we're talking about is run by Democrats. And so I think what's taking place over in Montview right now is really instrumental. These are the limousine liberals. These are the very, very wealthy Democrat voting libs who now find, gee, what's in my backyard? And that's fertile ground for these people who can go over and say, look, you want another Michael Hancock, you want another John Hickenlooper, you want another Bill Ritter? I got him for you. Ritter wasn't mayor, but Ritter was really a big time on, letting people get away with crime. It's craziness. I mean, it's just insanity. But if these women can't be successful, I'll give you the last comment. If they can't be successful, it is time to go live in Rapid City because this is crazy. Yeah.
Whoever chooses to run against Hickenlooper, whoever chooses to run replace Hancock, there are plenty of mistakes. They have a track record of plenty of mistakes for their opponent to run on to say, is this what you want? I'm not for this.
Yeah, but that's
not any longer.
And that's the point of it. But the way the city operates and the media operates, Michael Hancock is known as the finest mayor the city's ever had because he's given everybody whatever they want. And you look at these fat cat bond daddies and law firms, they're not Republican nor Democrat. They're motivated by their own personal power and greed. They don't live in Denver. They live in beautiful homes in Cherry Hills. They have mountain getaways in Vail. You think they give a rat's patoot about what happens to you living in Denver? You would be wrong.
And they have secured neighborhoods.
Of course,
you know,
I
the homeless
do.
Won't be on. They're oh, they're not going to be on their front.
Yeah. Of course, I mean it's Blade Runner. If you ever read Blade, that's what it is. Good call, man. Thanks. It's what do robots dream of? Mechanical sheep or something was Blade Runner. I still come back to this craziness that happened in Denver and showing you the Irish people don't care. I still say there's more to this story of what happened in the Maven Hotel. And now the story breaks. The guy said he was an operative for the feds. We'll get to all of this. 303-696-1971. Lines are open. It's a prime opportunity to cut your mortgage rate in a meaningful way because rates are at the lowest they've been since February, and they're protected, and they're going to again, but they're projected. They're protected right now, but projected to be in the mid-threes or higher this year. You can't put a refinance off any longer. You got to do this. I mean, bang, 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 bang. But free mortgage reviews, I've been telling you about it. Just see how much you can save, up to $1,000 a month. Tighten up the amount of time you owe on your house. Without starting your term over, you could choose any term, 10 years and over. No upfront, no hidden fees. They are really legit. Simple conversation around which loan program will they be better fit. Trusting American Financing. They did it for me. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. Call a man up. 303-695-7000, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. 745, everyone, 15 before the hour, 710 KNUS. Gabe joins us from Alpine Planning. My boy, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. Happy Wednesday. We're actually starting off in the green this morning after some red numbers yesterday. Currently have the Dow up 129, NASDAQ is up 82, and the S&P is up 20. I think today, Pete, inflation and earnings are kind of at the forefront of market news, so to speak. You have Fed Chair Powell speaking to some members of Congress about some of the concerns of the economy, and his rhetoric has been that inflation is just sort of transitory right now. We did see the biggest spike year over year, up over 5% on the CPI and up almost 1% since last month. But I think if you take a step back, you take a look at things like housing, used car prices, making up a lot of that increase. So I don't think it's a long-term issue, but I think as far as your portfolio is concerned, you need to make some adjustments. You don't want to be sitting in safe haven bonds right now with where yields are. So if you have some listeners that need to make some adjustments, look at their portfolio, have them give Brian, myself, Amy a call. We're all here today.
303-843-0918. This is a great young man. The team is the best. They're my team, Alpine Planning Group. Investing is a matter of trust, and these are the guys. 303-843-0918. 303-843-0918. And the meetings are worth the price of admission. My boy, thanks. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Cheers, sir. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
747, a lot of smoke in the air, afternoon storms. Here we go. Wally, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I stopped in. The name of the place is just slipped my mind, but right on the northwest corner of Broadway and Evans, there's a drive-in burger joint there.
Okay.
And I pulled in there the other day to eat, and there were so many homeless people sitting all the way around the building.
Sure.
And the marijuana smell was so bad, sure. I just turned around and I pulled out and I left.
Sure.
And the other place is, Peter, do you go on Santa Fe much south of Evans?
Yeah, quite a bit, especially on a motorcycle. I've seen a lot of that.
So, you know, that Denver clean, that neighborhood that's just south of the golf course there.
Yep.
Was south of Evans, on the west side. Denver went in. I went by there one day when Denver was cleaning that out. I mean, they, you know, the police were there. Everybody was there. Well, that homeless encampment has completely moved in there and taken over that cul-de-sac that's right on the west side of that fence in that neighborhood again. And if you notice, that fence is slowly disappearing. And I think what they're doing is they're tearing it down,
sure,
board by board and burning it.
Sure, of course.
But the garbage, you know, instead of keeping the garbage on their side of the fence, they're piling all the garbage on the Santa Fe side of the fence So when you drive down, I mean, it's just pathetic what Denver is allowing these guys
well,
to get away
the
with.
The answer,
I don't get it.
Yeah, what you just said is allow. And it's time to clean sweep the political regime that's run Denver, Colorado since Federico Pena. And that's part of what these women are up against or what we're up against. But I and it's okay, see, when it happens there. But when it's happening over on Montview Boulevard to the wealthy, and Brother Jeff has that great line, it's okay to stick it in Brother Jeff's neighborhood, but don't take it over to Montview. Well, now it's in Montview. And, you know, and Vincent was telling me yesterday about them putting the big rocks on the parkway during the All-Star game, but he thinks the rocks will be removed. I mean, the whole thing, this is the Hickenlooper Hancock plan.
Well, and, I know that you don't stay up late, but have you seen those Polis commercials that are playing now that
no.
the All-Star game is over?
No, I have not.
I don't know if Polis is the one playing them, but it's basically saying, great job, Polis, for bringing, you know, cleaning
oh,
up
sure.
The state and,
oh, yeah,
and
sure.
opening the state and bringing the All-Star
yeah,
game.
No, they're all predictable.
It's pathetic.
They're predictable. And I mentioned yesterday, you know, I mentioned again today after last night's big go, no one talks about what happened to all the African-American business owners in Atlanta who their losses were in the tens of millions of dollars. Now, Jared Polis was helpful in doing that. Major League Baseball did it. But again, watching it last night, politically correct sports, no one says a word. The story, this suppressed story about what happens in the hotel, I think it's a hell of a story, and I may be the only person who thinks
it. I haven't heard the story about the hotel.
Well,
so.
We'll start up on the other side, but there's a place called, and it's just it's a great story. And the Maven is the hotel, and they grabbed these guys on Friday, and there's four of them. And they have 16 rifles and limited. I mean, they're selling these people to us as sort of community-minded dopers. But the more you drop into this, and the most significant part of it is the one joker stands up in court. I swear to God, I'll read it to you. And his name is Ricardo Rodriguez, who seems to be the leader. I'll read this again of his entire incident. We believe, and the deputy DA by the name of Michelle Williams said, we believe he's a serious danger to the community. These people end up on every television outlet. Imagine your defense attorney allowing you to go on TV. These people were orchestrated. But here's Rodriguez to the judge that he worked for the government privately for 16 years. Rodriguez tells the judge, this includes the Department of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism Division, U.S. Department of Treasury for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, as well as Department of Justice for the same entity. Now, two things for my friends. Dopers don't know how to say this. They only had $1,100. This large amount of money that the media is talking about is actually $1,120 in cash, 16 guns. How much dope, that quantity seems to change. They're all in a really expensive downtown Denver hotel. And the guy said, dopers don't do that. Dopers go to Brighton. Dopers go to Adams County. Dopers go to Colfax, East or West. They go to Federal Boulevard. They use runners in and out. This story smells, but I think it's Jaws. It's going to be safe to go back in the water. And how these people are just misunderstood bunch of black tarred heroin dealers. This is a jitterbug, a total jitterbug. And, you know, the first couple hours of the show were just like, no one saw this. And I'm going, you got to be able to see this. And how no one wants to look at it or no one wants to ask the questions. The same things you're doing right now with other questions. What are they doing? Why are they allowed to do it? You ever see any really hard-hitting, I mean, Stephen's documentary film? That was it. I mean, Channel 9, they're advocates for the unsheltered, 7-4. They're all afraid. Why? Ask yourself why. Your thoughts.
Well, do you think it's possible that this group of four guys are Antifa?
Don't know.
And that they were...
Don't know.
No.
I don't know who they are.
Don't know.
But the guy claims, and it just got shut down, he was an operative. And I'm thinking, what was your job when you were working for the feds? He can rattle this stuff off. No doper knows how to talk about the Department of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism Division, Department of Treasury. I think he's legit. I think he actually did these things.
It'll be interesting to see how it
unfolds. No, because it's not going to unfold. That's the point of it. This is blunted. This is the shooter in Boulder that murders everybody he can in the King Supers, takes all his clothes off, lays down on the floor, and that's the last you heard of him. Wally, very good call. Glad you listened to the radio show. People on the other side, we continue. It's a Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. Stefan is here this afternoon. I wrote this on my worksheet. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Stay here, 710 KNUS.